Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron, and tonight is our special night, which is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. We'll be going there in a few minutes. And this works for the people listening live to the program. If you're listening to an archive, then you can just feel the wonderful peace energy. So let's drop you into your heart, everybody. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards a few times here to get you heart-centered. And here we go. So 10, 9, this is having your spirit take your awakening thoughts from your mind going into your heart. This is how you need to do that. You just can't ask your head, your thoughts to do it, because that would be the darkness. So you have to have your spirit, which is light, to command the energy. So here we go. And it's doing it right now for you. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. Should feel heart-centered. You can bring up the light beam, if you would, on the monitor screen. And by doing so, you're going to watch you get energized with some peace energy. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and watch the picture change. Stronger, 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 and stronger. That's wonderful. So let's go to the light ship here, but I'll just mention what you have to do is request a healing. The light has no judgment. And when you go there, you must request your healing, because if it thought something was wrong with you, then it'd be judging you. So you have to judge yourself. And you're just changing one state of perfection to another. And you want to keep requesting your healing and just do one healing tonight. We'll be there for probably about 10 minutes. And here we go. So going up to the light ship, you can bring your animals and pets, flower, tree, garden, plants if you wish. Here we go, going up. And you can feel the energy change around you as you get taken completely from the time-based alien reality of darkness that we live in here, where you go to source energy now, where there's no time and no judgment, and the light does not know darkness. So you're going to be completely out of time. Here we go, going up. One, two, 3, 4, and 5, and you're there. And we'll go into different rooms. There'll be many rooms that we go into. I only see one or two at one time, typically, which I'll tell you about. The first room we're going into is a room with very, very large flowers. The flowers are about 5 foot in diameter, so to me they're very large. And request your healing. We're going into another room which has special oxygen. And this one here, we're going to be breathing number 47. So you may want to inhale, exhale a couple times. And I'll bring in the number 47 oxygen to you down here to actually feel it and sense it in your body. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Now it's coming in. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That feels very good. And we'll do another option here. We'll do number 2. Inhale, exhale a few times here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more option coming your way here. And this one here is going to be number 21. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we're going into another location. This has the palm trees, so you can enjoy some wonderful healing there with palm trees. It may seem a little weird to you, but here they are. Stronger, request your healing. These are all conscious beings, and they're all light beings taking on a particular physical form that we talk about here and mention. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There it is. And next we're going to go into a room that has purple water. And again, you want to request your healing. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll go into one other room. We'll go into the room that has the pink energy. Remember, you must request your healing. Here we go. Pink energy is coming your way. Stronger, 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 and stronger. We're going to the room where they have koala bears. Again, request healing again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And another room we're going into is a room that has volcanoes. Request healing again. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And just sit back and relax. Now we're going into the room where they can actually do some energetic work with our back, our spine, different muscles that we have. So we're going to be doing the relaxation series here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, more relaxation energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time, you might feel your muscles changing here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, that feels great. So let's continue on with that here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, that feels wonderful. Okay, so everybody can kind of enjoy that here. We're going to work on our feet now. Might feel your feet changing slightly here. Can be working on our toes. So if you have any problems there, they might actually straighten your toes if you want to request that. That's very possible. So here we go. Maybe you had a couple broken at some time. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Boy, that feels good too. And we're going to go into another room. We'll go into the rainbow waterfall room. Here we go. Request healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's go in where they have the orange energy for healing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll bring in some silver energy for healing. It's going to go into the silver hot tubs. This is where they have silver energy in the hot tubs, like a gel to be coating on your skin. Will not touch your skin, but you're going to look like you're all silver. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So let's see if we have any requests here from people. We'll do a couple of requests here. So let me see if we have anything on here. We'll go into a room that has the dolphins. Let's go into there. That's a wonderful room. So here we go. Dolphin energy. Stronger. 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 And here they are. You might feel yourself in the water. Stronger. 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 And stronger. And one more room we're going into before we come back. We'll go into the room that has the koala bears. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That feels great. Request your healing. Here we go. One more time. Koala bear energy coming to us. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Got to check the fast chat real quick here. Let's see here. White light room. Here we go. White light. Stronger. In a room full of white light, you're going to feel it probably penetrate your body. Stronger. 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 Stronger, 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 stronger. Oh, boy, stronger. Must be releasing a lot from you people. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we have a request for the room that you can get bites and stings, get those released from you. So first do that. We'll go into that room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And get rid of some of the poisoning. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So let me check the fast chat here, see if anything is new with people requesting anything. We'll go on and see the violet whales, and we'll come back. So here we go. Violet whale energy. Request your healing. Stronger. stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody, we're going to now come back from the light ship here. And we're thanking the doctors for working with us this evening. The healing is between you and the light being doctors, so they're talking to you, explaining to you what they have done to you, how they've helped you, what you might need in the future. And we're coming back down here, coming back down with your animals, pets, flower, tree, and garden. Coming down, so I'll count to five again. You'll probably feel the energy change when I hit about two or three. So here we go. Coming down, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, everybody, we're here now. So we'll see if our co-host is on. Carrie, are you up, Carrie?
Yes, hi, Ron. I'm here, and hi, everybody. I'll just quickly say that if you're listening to this as an archive, it's July 9th today, 2011, and if you're listening as an archive, you'll have just experienced some peace energy for the time that we were up live on the light ship. And if you haven't been up, just join Ron any Saturday night, and you'll be able to experience what we all just did. And Ron, there's lots of nice thank yous and different comments about everybody feeling relaxed and healing feelings in the different light colors and waters, and various comments from people having a really nice time. And Pete from Australia is saying thank you for the koala bears, and Marianne is wondering how large they are on the light ship.
Some are actually pretty small. Some are about 6 inches high. They're kind of very, very cuddly. And then there are some that are about 3 foot high. So, and they vary in between. So it kind of depends which ones come to you, which ones you request. And that's the way it works. Remember, you're selecting for yourself the doctor teams that you want to work with. So I've only seen ones that are there. And you do go into the same rooms, but you do have a choice and what you wish to experience. Remember, you're out of time, so even though this is only maybe like a 10-minute healing session, if it was in time, it could be hours. So this is the benefit of the light ship healing, is that you're not in time, and you're able to have a lot of work done to you. So I guess back to you again, Carrie.
Okay. So I don't really see any other questions on the fast chat right now. So I don't know. Are we having callers tonight, Ron?
Yeah, that'd be fine. Sure.
Okay. So if you'd like to call in and perhaps describe an experience you just had on the light ship, that would be nice. Or with any questions you may have. So we're on station one tonight. So the toll free number is 888-815-9756, and then try line 3 if you're not getting through on the 888 number, and that's area code 530-413-4522. Now, tomorrow, Ron, you start your three in a row of the 8-hour Sunday intensive. So in case there's anybody new on the line, do you want to describe what those are about? They start tomorrow morning, Sunday. It's a conference call that you get on, and they start at 10 a.m. Pacific until 6. So that is, 1 p.m. Eastern. And you can be on absentee, or you can come on for part of the call and be absentee for part of the call. So, Ron, do you want to just do a little synopsis of what that is about?
Yeah, it's getting rid of the alien life forms that you physically can't see that are living inside of your body. So we'll do one right now for people to show you what it's like, and you can experience one of these critters leaving you, or it could be a lot of them. So let's do the maggots that live on the top of our head. So if your scalp is kind of crawling right now, it's because the light being doctors have you in quarantine. This only works with the people listening live, and right now They're taking away some of these energies in quarantine. So here we go. See how you're feeling. See how your head is feeling. If it's itching, it's because they're being released. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Wow, and again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. We have many samples also on the website for two of the past BBS programs. If you're interested in checking that out, just go to the center top of the website, drop down boxes there, and click on it. And you can actually have an experience listening to two of the BBS programs. I'll next do one deals with energies, these aliens, that little bugs that live within your skin layers. So we're going to take out some of those here if we can, and also the poison. So stronger, they're leaving, stronger, 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 and stronger. Now we're getting rid of the poisons. One, two, three, four, and five. And waste products. One, two, three, four, and five. And the dead carcasses. One, two, three, four, and five. So again, just kind of see how you're feeling right now. And if you kind of feel like your skin has been crawling or something, that's because it probably has been. And now you know what it's like to have these released from you. We'll do some more of these energies here in your skin. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, everybody. See how that feels for you. And boy, what else do we do, Carrie? How about the energies inside of our ears here?
Okay.
So here you go, everybody. Energies inside of your ears. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, getting rough here. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Well, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Wow. Okay, everybody. That's
yeah, I felt
cool,
that too.
Carrie.
Yeah, I feel the ear one. I didn't feel the scalp maggot one so much, but I felt the ear one, yawning mostly, though. kind of feel like I'd like to stick a Q-tip in there right now. Feels a bit weird. Bonnie is saying that her scalp is itching. That must be from the maggots. And Tom's saying pretty heavy stuff leaving. So hope you guys are coming on the 8th hour tomorrow because you'll get tons and tons of this removed. And Ron, I just had a question myself. If you could explain, sometimes we're in quarantine and sometimes we seem to be on the light ship in rooms. So how is it that if we're full of darkness and have to go into the quarantine section, we are also at other times able to go onto the light ship? How does that work?
Ah, okay. What happens is they check out your spirit and see how much of your spirit is corrupted with darkness. And then also they check out your body to see how much of your body. Remember, not all of your body is in darkness.
Mm-hmm.
So if only a few percent of you is not in darkness, then you go to the light ship. They also check out your spirit, but they have to materialize a brand new spirit for you.
Oh, wow.
Okay, in order to have a healing. Because remember, your spirit typically looks like you, but it could also be more contaminated if it was, you know, abducted by the aliens and your body was not. But you have to have your spirit healed also. So they first find out, you know, what's wrong with you, take you up, and then from there you're basically in quarantine first. And then if you're able to bring maybe a couple of parts of your body to the light ship, then they materialize your spirit for that location and they start to repair you. This is why it's so important to do clearings to clean out this darkness. Because the more darkness you get cleared out of you with the light ship healings, the more you can have healings done to your body. Otherwise, your body is holding genetic programs in darkness, and it gets to be kind of hard to have a healing because the past things will prevent that. But once you have a healing on the light ship, your spirit is healed, the body is put back into divine perfection, if you want to use that term, source energy. And then you come back here. Now, when you come back here, how corrupted is the energetic bodies that the Earth Spirit gave you to keep your body from being destroyed by the aliens with their mind energy transmissions and psychic attacks from other people? So right away, you might wonder, uh-oh, you know, have I had my emotional body cleared? Because that's causing a lot of my problems now. Well, if you haven't had that, then what's going to happen is that emotional body will now come to your physical body that was healed, and it will, like, smother it with all this darkness, and sometimes it can completely invalidate your healing. And that's the sad part about the healings, is that they may not work because you're still corrupted down here with these energetic bodies. And there's a lot of them. And they were put in place because otherwise, if you didn't have them, you would not be living right now. You probably wouldn't last probably more than a few days here on this planet because the mind energy would attack you instantly.
So those invisible bodies don't go with us to the light ship? They stay here?
Yep.
Okay.
All these energetic bodies stay here because the Earth Spirit created them. The light did not create these.
Right.
And so because the Earth Spirit did everybody a favor here by giving you energetic bodies, to keep you from being destroyed by mind energy, having psychic attacks done to you, somebody's battle of the minds connecting to you, that's the way it works, and everything else, then these bodies stay here. You do get your healing on the light ship, but when you come back here again, you know, if those bodies aren't cleaned out and are still contaminated, they will reform and very possibly reintegrate their darkness into you. So the healing that you have may work for maybe a week or two,
mm-hmm.
giving you the enough time to regenerate yourself, and that might work perfectly. But typically, it's just telling you that the body is corrupted, and when the body is corrupted, it will form back into a negative pattern, you know, sent to your body now, and your body now will conform to all these negative energies that you have contaminated in these bodies. So that's the way it works. So until you get those bodies cleaned out, and cleared out, your actual healings may not be completely affected in 100% infection. I think we got a beep there.
Yeah, I've heard a few. Is someone on the line? Hello? I'm hearing lots of beep. Oh, and a hang up. Okay. So is anybody still left on the line? No, I guess not. Maybe it's there's a problem line. So I guess call back if you got cut off or something there.
Yes, forgive me. That was a stuck little pin here, and the knob got stuck, so I unstuck it.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, call back. There was a little problem on the board at BBS. So just call back whoever called in. And then, Ron, my other question from what you have just said then is, what happens to this new spirit that gets created, or I guess a copy of our spirit? Is that
what
you were saying?
Hello, Larry's here.
Oh, okay. Hi, Larry.
Hi. Yeah, I just had
a second
concern
here, Larry.
Your spirit.
Hold on one sec, Larry.
Because your spirit might be out on the beyondo, naturally you want to have a spirit, and you need a spirit to work with your body.
Right.
And that's the way it works. So they actually materialize a brand new spirit for you on the light ship.
And is it a copy from our spirit's blueprint? Is it a copy of the original one we had, or is it a separate new one that might be a little different?
No, it'll be exact copy.
Okay. All right. So what happens to that complete spirit when we come back down here?
Okay. When you come back here, and then that spirit gets de-energized, but gets put back into, say, source energy again, taken apart in a sense, back, maybe on a cult rack until you come up there again.
Wow.
Not really needed. You see, it's only needed when you go to the light ship.
Yeah, fascinating.
So that's otherwise, you can never have a healing because you have to have a conduit for the healing energy. Down here, your spirit's the conduit, okay?
Yeah, makes sense.
If your spirit's not here, then that healing will never stick and hold for you because your spirit is not here to hold the energy. So you have to be able to have a spirit in your body that will present the light to your body. So on the light ship, that's how you get healings done. And
so whatever pieces
completely on the light ship. But when you
and whatever
back,
then you
could have a problem because you still have the contaminated energetic bodies that the Earth Spirit gave you to protect you from the dark side mind attack energies.
I see.
I guess we could get Larry here. So, Larry, what questions do you have tonight?
Okay, a question that I had, Ron, about the vampire spirit, is that when a person, he seems like he may have a vicious attitude if he has a vampire spirit in him, and also could there be a blood-related disease such as where the vampire could be sucking blood out of that person, such as anemia, diabetes, or high blood pressure?
Well, I would guess so. Remember that the vampire energy would be an alien energy inside of somebody, and it would probably come up as a shapeshifter. So I would imagine anything could probably happen that way. So, we see a lot of movies where people switch into a vampire or something. And that's just, another alien energy coming forward to do what it wants to do. And it's living life here also. So it's kind of hard to say how and why they're here, that they should not be here. But that's kind of the way it is.
Okay, and I missed that other comment you made, too. You said that they gave you a duplicate spirit on the light ship than the one that we had. Can you repeat that a little bit, Ron, please?
Yeah, on the light ship, when you go there, in order for you to have a healing, you have to have a spirit that's completely in the light. So the light ship will rematerialize, recreate the spirit of you that you have down here to work with your body, because naturally, most spirits down here in the physical body are not whole and complete, and a lot of those spirits are contaminated or abducted. And so you only have part of your spirit here. So on the light ship, you do get a whole spirit because they recreate it over again. But it does not come here because you cannot have two of the same spirits with you. On the light ship, you have one. And once your body gets healed, then they also look for, this is what we do in the 8-hour calls, they look for the parts of your body and also the parts of your spirit. This is why you go into quarantine. And they actually do alien battles and wars with the darkness, with the aliens, to terminate them and to bring back you, spirit and body, back to the quarantine room so that you can become whole and complete. So they're actually doing, you know, spiritual warfare, if you would, battles, you know, with the aliens to find you. Remember that they can't just look at you and say, oh, you're missing your left finger because it was abducted, you know, when you're 4 years of age and you have a dark side finger put on you. They have to go out and look for the piece of light, but they can't forget about you or them because they're actually looking for parts of them because you are part of the light. So they have to go out and find that. This is why the quarantine stuff is so important on these clearings that we do. And when they do find the bits and pieces of you, you know, it's like, you know, being put into the wearing blender, you know, sliced and diced and everything else. When they do finally find you, then they have to reconstruct you, take away the darkness, and whatever they can find, whatever cells they can find of you, or small pieces, or even a whole part, then at that time they can put it back into light and put the spirit of you into it. And if they find that spirit, and then from there, you're whole and complete. This is the whole process. This is what they do during ascension time. No other time does the light do this. So if we were here, say, 100 years ago talking, the light ship would not even be here to do these healings. And nobody would be on this planet talking about what we're talking about now, because the light ship only does this every 2,000 years for a short amount of time. It has to find itself to get rid of the darkness out of its own creation, and you're part of that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a lot of people say, gee, why can't we just get a new part and forget about the old one if you can ever find it? Well, they don't do that. They'd be out of spiritual integrity completely if they gave up on themselves, okay? That's the way it works. And there's
see, my ankle was had gangrene in it in a past lifetime,
you know,
and they cut it off.
Bits and pieces.
Time
okay.
Is. But I
go
guess
ahead,
it's
Larry.
Something that filtered through.
I missed part of your words there. I heard something that filtered through.
Yeah, I said that my I had gangrene in a past lifetime, and they operated and cut my left ankle off. And in this lifetime, I think it filtered through because I have a little problem with my left ankle now.
Yeah, yeah, that could be very true. That could be all from, you know, the past life. Since you're on the special calls that we have, you know, do those special timeline crashes that we are doing.
Okay.
As you're on.
And
could
we get a release from the aliens within us?
Yeah, I'll do an alien release for people, okay?
Okay, thank you, Ron.
Welcome. So, let's all assume that we have one of these alien critters in us here. And we'll work on an alien that would be an octopus energy. And these are very, very common. Here we go, releasing the tentacles first. So, count to 10 to release all of them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And some more octopus energy is being released. And we'll get the body now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And next we're going to do the poison. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Waste products. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, and again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And more waste products. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and carcasses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. Hope that helps you somewhat here. There's a good comment from Marcy that, yeah, the magnetic twisted body clearing is very, very beneficial. If you had any kind of clearings in the past, if you do that clearing, it'll probably become a lot more effective because not all of these energetic bodies that you have are actually in the right orientation to have healing done to them. The healing is there, but they may not be able to accept it because they're out of sync, out of phase, pointed in the wrong direction, and they won't get all the light chip healing energy because the light chip assumes that these are all in the right direction because your spirit's supposed to be in charge of that. So it's always nice to get that clearing, the magnetic twisted body clearing. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Larry. We've got, let's see, you just quickly made reference to the clearing that people are getting who are on this month's 8-hour, and today's 4-hour, and the remaining three Sunday 8-hour calls. And since they're all still to come, do you want to mention anything about that, Ron? Because that's a really interesting new clearing that will be coming up to it on the site for everybody soon, but is available for those people doing the Sundays. So that might motivate a few more people to hop on that who maybe haven't already.
Yeah, we're giving away a couple clearings here, past life timeline clearing and also the clearing for the past life space. These are both very important clearings, and they work wonderfully. And we did a sample on the Monday night BBS program. So you could very possibly check that out, too. In fact, should we do a sample of that?
Yeah, let's do a sample of that. I think it was the Wednesday show, and Pete had brought it up as a question, and he had asked if parts of our spirits still trapped on other timelines from previous incarnations that we've had on the Earth, and we did a sample, and it was really heavy. So, yes, let's do that again, Ron. That would be great, because I'm sure there are a bunch of people listening tonight who didn't hear Wednesday's show.
Okay, here we go. Oh, boy, it's going to be heavy, so everybody sit down.
So which life are you picking, the one that we had before this one or a different one?
I'll have you pick one.
Okay, well, since we did on Wednesday, so some people will have had a little bit of that cleared, let's do two lives ago. Instead of the last incarnation that everybody had, let's do the one we had two lives ago.
Here we go, everybody.
Okay.
Okay, so if you want, you can think of a situation that you're dealing with here, and I'm going to clear that from you. Here we go. Emotional problem, typically. Could also be a physical thing, but we'll just look at the emotional thing. So here we go. Everybody have something? Do you have one, Carrie?
Let me quickly think. Okay, I've got one.
Okay, here we go. Oh, boy. One. Everybody hang on to your... just hang on. One, two, three, four, five, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And this is the timeline here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh boy, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow. Okay, now we'll do a space one. Here we go, everybody. Space-time crash.
Put your
pens
down.
Two, three, this is your second lifetime ago. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, wow, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Wow. I feel like I'm pushed back in my seat here.
Me too. That's what happened to me.
Yeah,
I feel like something's rising in my throat too.
Yeah, if you remember the old, if you're old enough anyway to remember, I think in the early 70s they had a Memorex commercial where the person was sitting down in a chair with his hair blowing back, a speaker in front, you know, and talking about Memorex cassette tapes, you know. So anyway, that's kind of the way I feel. We'll see what the other people are commenting here. But this is your past life stuff, and it goes really, really deep.
Oh, boy.
We'll be up online at some point here. The clearing with the unlimited will be $100 total for each one of them. It'll be $50 for 1 month. And then if you want to continue on and do unlimited because this one is so beneficial, then it's $50 more, and you can get on it whenever you choose to. So. And you may want to go back a lot of lifetimes, you know. I would suggest probably at least do 5 lifetimes, and you could do as many as 100. It kind of depends on you. But this is how it is here. So, back to you.
Oh, boy. Okay. I'm sitting up now. Let me just see what people are saying. Let me click on the right page. Okay, Bonnie is saying, it feels like being pulled away from a very heavy magnet. Yeah, that's a good description. Neat is saying, waves or tremors of something or other. Yeah, I was buzzing. I felt like I was, I don't know, my skeleton humming or something. It was like buzzing from the inside out and then pushed back, and I had my head went right back on my chair. I don't usually do that in clearings. Everett is yawning a lot. Yeah, me too. Oh, my word, says Amy. Talk about battling the darkness. Tom is saying he's getting very hot in his chest. Janet is saying she's dizzy. Very deep, says Neat. And Neat is saying, based on this sample, it sounds like it's a great thing to do. Yeah, it does. Shane, very dizzy and lightning storm in my head. Oh, and Janet is saying she was out of sorts all day Thursday, too. So that's the day after Pete opened this latest can of worms for us to go delving into, Ron. So it's interesting, actually. That reminds me, when I woke up on Thursday, I had an unusual amount of energy and I didn't eat anything. I didn't even think about eating until 3 in the afternoon. And I looked at the clock and I thought, I haven't even had breakfast. And I had been running around really with loads of energy all day, and then I remembered about, you know, doing this, the sample that you did on Wednesday. So I was just wondering if a big enough chunk of my spirit came back that I had oodles more energy. So I wonder, I'm eager to see how I feel tomorrow. So, oh, those are the comments, Ron. So people are feeling this a lot. So thanks, Pete, for finding this. We've got another great clearing coming. So if you are doing the this month's series of intensives, you'll be getting this as a free sample for the month. So if you're not doing it, hop on board, everybody. Let's see, we've got more comments. What clearing was this called? Well, it's what is it going to be called, Ron? The timeline crash for your spirit and the space-time crash for your spirit from past lives. Basically, that's what it is, right? Are you there, Ron?
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. I haven't got a name for it yet, but it'll just be a past life clearing. And that could be, you know, what it is. I don't know what's on the page right now, but I know it's just past life timeline crashing. So
yeah,
it's pretty intense.
Specifically for your spirit.
Yep.
Yep.
So this would be quite interesting. Remember, this stuff works for, you know, it goes very deep. So anybody, let's maybe get a caller to call in and they could describe to us what they felt when I was doing the counting. I'd be curious to find that one out from people.
Okay. Wow, look at the time.
Yeah, the
okay.
Time goes by quickly, huh?
Yeah. If you want to call in then real quick, we have a few minutes left. Saturday play button, so the numbers are 888-815-9756 or line 3, which is area code 530-413-4522. So, oh gosh, okay, let's see. I'm trying to see what questions we had before we just did that. You know, that one was quite different for me from the first one. I felt really sick in my stomach from the first one. I didn't get that on this one, so I guess we're going to feel different things each time. All right, sorry, I'm a bit discombobulated here.
Yeah, it's like your world is kind of turned upside down a little bit here.
Yeah, it really jangled
your,
up.
A reality check that you thought you had, the body is now wondering what's going on because it's getting relief. So it's going through its own healing process. So there's quite a bit happening.
Yeah, I'm getting tingly, pins and needlesy all over my face right now, so it's still... How long was the timeline on that one? Is that still crashing? I guess it's a little different for everybody.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure they're all crashing quite a bit here. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, you know, Shannon is asking. We had talked about about somebody had asked the other day about. Is it bad to touch other people, and does that affect your energy? And you had described how it does. So Shannon is following up on that question about what about with your spouse, touching your spouse, having sex with your spouse? What on earth do you do about that? Because that's a really tricky situation. If one of you is into creation lightship stuff and the other isn't particularly, how do you deal with that?
No comment.
Okay. Well, I'll comment. Do clearings for them. That's what I would say. Get them on as many clearings as you can. How about that?
Yeah, and don't ask them because they'll probably say no.
If they're not just do it.
Right, so just do it.
Yeah.
Remember, it's up to you to, remember, you can only be responsible for yourself, number one. And number two, if you want to help somebody, just do it. And that's the way the light shift works. It works through their spirit. Remember, when you ask the mind... you're asking the mind, can I get rid of the darkness out of the mind? Well, what could be talking back to you is the darkness not wanting them released out of that body, just like entities, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You say, entity, can I get you out of this body? You go, no, I want to stay here. So they're always going to want to say that they don't want to have a healing. So don't expect that the person's spirit is going to come forward and say yes. Because it probably won't. So just do it. And that way they'll start feeling better. And then eventually they're going to probably come on board anyway because they're going to want to know why their life has changed so greatly from you doing the healings on them. So that's the whole process. Is it's up to you to help your spouse or whoever you're with so that they're able to have some nice energy. And you can benefit from that also. But remember, it's your choice always of what you want to do for somebody. And everything is okay with the light ship as long as you are working with the spirit. And that's the whole process. The spirit does the healing. So it takes you out of the loop. You don't have to have any guilt. Don't need to ask anybody's permission because it's not needed. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So I have 56. I don't remember when exactly we came on. We
probably getting close here.
Yeah. So so if you haven't signed up for the 8 hours, that begins tomorrow. You can hop on the website, creationlightship.com, and pay through PayPal, or you might want to shoot Ron an email. He'll be checking that a little bit before 10 a.m. Pacific. And I think that's it, probably. I'm sorry. I'm really unfocused right now. I'm having a job reading the fast chat, and we do. It does seem to be 9:57, so we probably should get off.
Yeah, it is. If you can notice, everybody out there is probably a little whacked out, too, and this is what the ceiling does, because it does a lot to you to get rid of this stuff. So I guess we'll just say blessings to all of you. If you have the opportunity to come on, you are getting basically $100 there of a free clearing for the month if you wish to come on. $200 for the month. We just had a session today for 4 hours. So then you get 24 hours of healing for $200. So, you know, by all means, get on it. And it doesn't matter if you haven't been on the ones in the past. You have to start somewhere. And this is what the way it works. And the Lightship will do what it can for you in quarantine. So I'll say blessings to all of you. And hopefully you're going to be on the call tomorrow, 10 o'clock Pacific, 1 o'clock Eastern. And you can be absentee also. So you don't have to have an excuse that you can't be on your computer or be on the telephone or both. And you don't need your computer to be on the call, but a lot of people like to do clearings during the call and or just have the light being up. So thank you, Carrie. Thank you, everybody else, for coming on here. And we shall see you tomorrow, hopefully. Thank you, everybody.
All right. Thanks, Ron. Thanks so much. Good night, everybody.
Okay, good night.